Former Congressman Mark Schauer says he would make raising the state's minimum wage a top priority if he's elected governor. Schauer is the presumed Democratic challenger to Governor Rick Snyder next year. Election aside, Jack, how likely would it be to raise the minimum wage to $9.25, as Schauer proposes?
Well, you could do it, but politically it's probably nearly impossible. Of course, Republicans control all branches of government now. And even were to if Schauer were to defeat Governor Snyder, it would be almost impossible for Democrats to take the state Senate. But you might get some increase in the minimum wage. This is what happened last time it was talked about. There's threats to put it on the ballot, and they raised it somewhat in 2006.
Now, Schauer would also want the minimum wage to increase with inflation. Has that been done before?
No, of course, Social Security has been tied to the Consumer Price Index, and that's sort of an intriguing concept. You'd have to have the political will to do it, but you could certainly justify it on the grounds of fairness. And remember, Schauer would phase this in over 3 years, and even when it was fully phased in, it wouldn't be enough to lift a family of three out of poverty. So we're not talking about extraordinary amounts of money as a minimum wage here, but still it's unlikely to be raised.
Jack, there's been some buzz over so-called issue ads. Late last week, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson announced plans to require that the people who pay for those ads go public. She got some pushback from Republicans. Fill us in on what happened.
Well, of course, she's a Republican, and there's been a lot of pressure. When the Supreme Court said you couldn't limit campaign donations by corporations, the famous Citizens United case of 2010, they also said you could require full disclosure. A lot of states do, but Michigan does not. Secretary Ruth Johnson said it was only fair. You can form any kind of a group, you can give it any kind of a name and get money and run issue ads. Now, you can't say vote for Jones, but you can say Smith is a horrible person and he tortures kittens and all that kind of stuff. And they don't have to disclose who's donating and where the money comes from. Ruth Johnson joined a lot of other people in thinking that was unfair. But as soon as she said she might require them to do it, Republicans in the state Senate, notably Majority Floor Leader Arlen Meekoff and Randy Richardville, the majority leader, slammed an amendment to another bill, which would raise campaign donations of another kind, and rammed it through the Senate in a matter of hours. Now, that was too much even for six Republicans who deserted and voted no, but it still passed 20-18. The big question is, what will the House do and what will the governor do?
And finally, Jack, the city of Detroit and its public school system are both under the control of emergency managers. But we heard some good news this week about Detroit public schools. The Michigan Department of Education has removed its high-risk designation from DPS. What does that actually mean for DPS?
Well, it's good news of a very small order. I'm going to talk about this a lot more at 1:30 today. It's like going from extremely critical to critical. It means the schools won't have to have every contract over $25,000 put up for a bid and approved by the state itself, but they're going to remain under an emergency manager. The schools have now less than a third the number of kids they had 10 years ago. And I think even more ominous is that Moody's Investor Service this week also announced that 53 districts all over the state, about twice as many as last year, have already had their bonds downgraded, including in a number of affluent places. So what it means, of course, is that the emergency managers have gotten things somewhat under control and certainly have tightened the purse strings in Detroit, yet the deficit still goes up, and it's going to be a long while yet, I think, before Detroit public schools are out of emergency management.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.